Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Circle Sanctuary Network Podcasts, brought to you by Circle Sanctuary, one of the oldest nature spirituality churches in the United States, connecting people of nature-centered paths around the world. Join us through the week for a variety of shows discussing various topics, celebrating the divine in all of its forms through nature worship, rituals, education, and building bridges of community. And welcome to Nature Mystic with Selena Fox, a podcast where we enjoy encore presentations of topics covered by Circle Sanctuary Senior Minister Selena Fox from her previous podcasts, Circle Craft Studies and Nature Folk. Tonight's encore presentation is from Circle Craft Studies from 2012, where Selena discussed ideas for creating a series of festive observances for the winter solstice holiday time. Happy holidays.
Welcome to Circle Craft Study with Selena Fox. This is Selena Fox, and tonight we're going to do crafting Yuletide celebrations. We're going to explore some old and new ways to celebrate the time leading up to winter solstice and following, a time that I prefer to call Yuletide, the season of winter solstice. I'd like to begin with one of several chants that I'll be sharing tonight. This is a chant that I wrote, and it can be used as a Yuletide circle casting chant, or, as we're using tonight, a way of calling the Yuletide spirit in for a planning experience. Yuletide wisdom, Yuletide cheer, Yuletide spirit, welcome here. 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 And let the spirit of Yuletide be in us and with us tonight as we explore ways to craft celebrations, feast, parties, rituals, meditations, and other festivities to welcome in that Yuletide spirit and to keep it going throughout the whole Yuletide season. Well, let's begin with Yuletide as the season. Yule, or winter solstice, is not only a particular time in which winter arrives, it is actually a period of days and nights around that threshold from the old solar year to the new one. In antiquity, people celebrated winter solstice more than a particular moment or day. Typically, it was several days. And in some cases, such as in ancient Rome, the Saturnalia, it would last a week or more. That was true in Scandinavia. In fact, some say that the 12 days of Christmas originally began as 12 nights and days of solstice. So we call to mind the time period that is Yuletide. And in crafting one's own Yuletide celebrations, it's very helpful to have a particular start day an end day, and to do something ceremonial at the beginning and at the end. Like a beautiful necklace of different colored beads, between the beginning and the end of Yuletide, there can be a series of different types of activities and events. And as you begin and as you move from one event to the other, the spirit of Yuletide can grow and change. The rhythm of the season can have creative flow. And then as you complete Yuletide, then you can reflect back on your Yuletide experience throughout all the days and nights. Make some notes and thus begin your planning for the next Yuletide. For myself, I begin Yuletide the day after American Thanksgiving with the quest for the Yule tree for my home and quest for a freshly made Fraser fir wreath for my front door. Often my husband and I get the tree and the wreath at the same tree farm. We go and select the tree. Many years we're actually cutting a living tree that has been grown specifically to be harvested for Yule. Sometimes we will take a tree that is grown at the tree farm but has been cut a few days before. We always look to get a very fresh tree, and we've experimented with different types of greenery over the years, and we tend to get Fraser fir because we have a long Yuletide season. We take the tree and the wreath home, and the very first thing that I do is put the Yule wreath on the front door. So that, for me, is the beginning of bringing the Yuletide spirit into my home. During the next several days, we put up the tree, put lights on the tree, and then have a time where we decorate the tree. And generally, this is done over a period of several days and sometimes several weeks, the decorating of the tree. Another tradition that I do as part of my own crafting Yuletide is that I will pick a day and bring out some of the Yule decorations. In addition to having a wreath on the front door, I have different types of Yuletide greenery. I not only use actual greenery, fresh greenery, but I use what I call symbolic greenery that's made of a material. It's actually crafted to look like real greenery. And I'll put greens of the symbolic kind up on my mantle, and I have some holly rings. Here again, they're symbolic holly. They aren't actually real holly, but they have that holly appearance, and I will put holly rings around. I'll put some other wreaths in the house. And then after several days, I'll do some additional decorating. Today, right before coming on this show, I decorated one of the rooms in my home, which I call the herb porch, and I put a swag of greenery on the door and a beautiful red leather and silver bale accent to that, and I got pine cones out and intermixed them with greenery and decorated that particular room of the house, which is where I do a lot of my herb crafting. And also, we have our wood supply to help keep us warm during the winter, and that's where my bird seeds are for me feeding the wildlife around here. So decorating can certainly be an activity that can be done throughout the Yuletide season. At our home, we conclude Yuletide with Epiphany, which is actually Christmas in the Eastern Orthodox Christian tradition, the visit of the Magi in the Western Christian tradition. But in the pagan tradition, this is a time of honoring Befana, the Yuletide witch from old Italy. Some also associate that holiday with Holda, an ancient goddess from old Germany, who's continuing to be honored and celebrated today. Most often, taking the form of Mrs. Claus, although her roots actually predate Santa. What do we do to signal the end of Yule? Starting to put decorations away. I'm starting to undecorate the tree. And making notes about what Yuletide customs and traditions and experiences were part of the Yuletide and which ones to evolve for the following year, which ones to keep, and doing some brainstorming. Now, another piece about crafting Yuletide is to really look at what your personal and what your family and or household relationship is going to be with a variety of the winter holidays that happen during the Yuletide period. I take a very multicultural, international, interreligious approach to my Yuletide. I recognize that there are a variety of different types of winter solstice-based holiday celebrations. In my own personal ancestry, I am a multicultural hybrid. So I will celebrate some of these other holidays. I'll celebrate Santa Lucia's night, St. Lucy or Lucia or Lucina, the Swedish sun goddess turned saint during the Middle Ages, and her date is December 13th. I also celebrate winter solstice itself, which may be December 21st or a day or two before or after. I celebrate the Saturnalia, December 17th through the 25th. I celebrate Christmas, Christmas Eve, also known as Mother's Night, and Christmas, also known as the Festival of the Unconquered Sun, which was a ancient holiday connected with the solstice celebrations in old Rome. Some other holidays that I sometimes will connect with are Kwanzaa, which is a contemporary African-American holiday started in the 1960s, which begins on December 26th and goes through New Year's Day. I'll celebrate New Year's Eve. I'll celebrate New Year's Day. And sometime during the changeover of the calendar year, my husband and I have a Scottish New Year celebration that we called Hogmanay, its old title. And I will be talking about New Year's traditions on New Year's Day, with a whole show talking about ways to craft New Year's Eve and New Year's Day and Hogmanay and a variety of other traditions connected with the changeover of the calendar year. So consider the framework, the whole Yuletide framework, as a means in which you can pace yourself with holiday celebrations rather than taking the approach of solstice, or for some people it's Christmas, build up to it, have it, and it's done. A much more pleasant celebration for many of us is to have the time release Yuletide to begin with some activities in the first week, and after solstice has happened, to continue on with some celebrations. I think some people do the holiday season automatically because so many different things are happening in the larger society over the course of several weekends. So there is a certain amount of that that already is popular custom. When you craft Yuletide, though, you are thinking about what the Yuletide season is about, the reason for the season. You are considering when to start it, when to conclude it, and what specific things to have during the course of Yuletide. I think it's important to have several types of festivities. I divide them into three types. Personal. This is your own personal meditative time, ritual time, where you yourself are doing something to observe Yule. Then there's the household Yule celebration. If you live by yourself, then household celebration is not only yourself, but those who might come over and be part of activities that you have in your home. Household celebrations also can relate to others who are living with you, other humans and creatures. And the household can be family. If you are married and have children or seniors living with you, or a household that's evolved into a family by choice. A third type is that of community. And community celebrations can be the community that you are part of spiritually. It can be the community that is neighborhood. It can be the community that is co-workers, fellow students, if you are doing an academic work. So community can take many different forms, but essentially community celebrations typically are held in some kind of public place or large private venue, or in our much larger celebrations. For myself, I do some Yuletide activities on my own every day. I reflect on the Yuletide, whether it be for a few minutes or, such as today, actually doing decoration in a whole space. For household, that takes place with myself and my husband over the course of the Yuletide season and when we do entertaining. We have a series of events with different people. And our community celebration takes the form of activities that are connected with Circle Sanctuary. Circle Sanctuary this month has a series of activities. We have our annual Yuletide Sanctuary Day that includes an interfaith open house, and this year that's going to be on Saturday, December 8th. And we'll have Yuletide shopping with the Owl's Nest, which is a gift shop that we have to help with funding the work of our nonprofit center. And we'll also have three other Yuletide events. We have our annual Winter Solstice Pageant, which we put on for the larger Greater Madison area community. It's interreligious, it's multicultural, it's held at the First Unitarian Society. We have costume characters and music, storytelling. I guide a candlelight ceremony for world peace as part of this larger evening event. It's narrated, and there's drumming and dancing, and hundreds of people take part each year. And this year, that's going to be on Friday, December 21st from 7 to 9 p.m. at First Unitarian Society in Madison. The following day, we have our community Yule. And our community Yule involves burning the Yule log, having workshops, crafting experiences, nature walks, feasting, a magical gift exchange, variety of different activities throughout the day. And we have that at Circle Sanctuary Nature Preserve. It's a pagan celebration of Yuletide, multi-tradition pagan, open to people of many paths. From year to year, we may change the particular focus. This year, we have a heathen underpinning. I'm going to be doing a workshop on Holda, and we'll be having some rune work and a whole variety of other activities during the day. Then, at the end of the month, right before New Year's, we will be having our Yuletide full moon to welcome in the new solar year, to welcome in winter. So the winter magic full moon will complete our Circle Sanctuary community celebrations. Some other examples of community celebrations that are part of my own experience includes going forth into the local areas around here, and we live just west of Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, near the little village of Barneveld. And we're also near the villages of Black Earth and Arena and Spring Green and Ridgeway. And with the rural communities around here, one of the things that we like to do, and my husband and I, is to drive around and to experience the beauty of the land, to see places decorated during the daylight, watching the lights at night, and we'll take part in some community events from year to year. And sometimes that takes the form of an evening of Yuletide shopping the first part of December, and sometimes it's an actual Yule event, a Yule craft fair. So we get out and connect with the local neighborhood as part of Yuletide celebrations. In addition to these community events, our household and my personal work, we also weave into our Yuletide connections with our families. And so, yes, we celebrate Christmas. And for me, as a pagan, I have no conflict in celebrating Christmas because Christmas actually has its roots in the ancient pagan traditions of winter solstice. And we connect with family and other loved ones who celebrate Christmas as a sacred holiday and as a secular holiday. It's a magical time. So those are some of the ways that we ourselves celebrate the Yuletide season. How to make choices about how to create Yuletide for yourself. Paying attention to what invites you get, what opportunities there may be in your local area. Organizing something yourself, having a few people over. And in addition to face-to-face encounters at your home and in other places, now with the wonders of the internet and internet radio, you can actually take part in some winter solstice activities via cyberspace. And I'll be doing a Yuletide presentation each Tuesday night this month and right up to January 1st of 2013. And each Tuesday night, we'll be focusing on a different topic, and I'll also be doing a winter solstice ceremony as winter solstice comes on, the Tuesday right before solstice. So I invite you to join me for more winter solstice celebration. I'd like to share some additional chants to weave into ceremonies that you may be crafting for yourself. This one is what I call Kindle the Light of Yule, and I wrote this a number of years ago for my own personal celebration and the Circle Sanctuary community celebration. The words, kindle the light of peace, kindle the light of love, kindle the light of joy, kindle the light of hope, kindle the light, kindle the light, kindle the light of Yule, kindle the light, kindle the light, kindle the light of Yule. This chant is great for kindling a Yule log, kindling candles in your home. If you're celebrating with others, it can be used for candle lighting ceremonies where a central candle is lit, everyone has their own taper candle, and as the chant is done, one person lights from the central solar candle, lights the light, the person to their left, that person turns the person to their left, as people are in a circle, and literally you are creating a circle of light with this. Kindle the light of peace. Kindle the light of love. Kindle the light of joy. Kindle the light of hope. Kindle the light. Kindle the light. Kindle the light of Yule. Kindle the light. Kindle the light. Kindle the light of Yule. And there is a melody to this. Kindle the light of peace, kindle the light of love, kindle the light of joy, kindle the light of hope, kindle the light, kindle the light, kindle the light of Yule, kindle the light, kindle the light, kindle the light of Yule, kindle the light of peace, kindle the light of love, kindle the light of joy, kindle the light of hope, kindle the light, kindle the light, kindle the light of Yule, kindle the light, kindle the light, kindle the light of Yule. another chant that can be used in connection with winter solstice celebrations is really powerful when you have gathered with others in a place and the lights are extinguished. We do this at the start of our winter solstice pageants, candlelight meditation on world peace every year. The lights are dimmed and then extinguished in the auditorium, and we chant this together. Entering into the longest night, entering into the birth of light. And the melody to this longest night chant that I wrote goes like this. Entering into the longest night, entering into the birth of light, entering into the longest night, entering into the birth of light, entering into the longest night, entering into the birth of light. And a meditation can follow this chant, reflecting on the creative, fertile power of the dark night, the longest night of the year. And as the meditation concludes, candlelighting can begin. The light literally returns. Really powerful image as lights get brighter. If you have quite a few people joining together, candles can be lit and all can be helping with the illumination. Or if you have some electric lights with rheostats on them, they can be gradually brought up until everything is very bright again. So one other chant is the Yule Peace chant. I wrote this a number of years ago in connection with doing the World Peace Meditation. Make peace on earth. Make peace within. At the sun's rebirth and round the wheel again. Make peace on earth. Make peace within. At the sun's rebirth and round the wheel again. Make peace on earth. Make peace within. At the sun's rebirth and round the wheel again. Now let's take a look at some rituals and activities that can be ceremonies in of themselves or used as part of ceremonies. A solstice feast. Sitting down with loved ones at a table with a variety of different foods. Having some of those foods be ones linked in with the Yuletide season. And some of the beverages. I make a wassail every year, apple cider mixed with spices, nutmeg, cinnamon, allspice, cloves, and apples, fresh apples are put into the wassail. I have my own particular recipe that I do. And I have a lot of these ideas that I'm sharing in this show tonight up at the Circle Sanctuary website. If you go to www.circlesanctuary.org, you will see on the main page a link for Yule Lore and Ritual, or you can look in the navigation bar and go under teachings and look under celebrating the seasons and select Yule. I have articles and rituals and a whole variety of ideas, materials that I've developed over the years that I have as part of my online planning guide for Yule. At a solstice feast, it can be fabulous to begin the dining experience, to have a prayer of thanksgiving, or to do a toast or a libation to the ancestors, to the Yuletide spirit, to the divine as one, divine as many, depending on your tradition. Another thing that one can do with the feast is to have a dessert with a sun image on it that can be brought out to the end. One can kindle lights for the Yuletide feast. That can be a really wonderful experience to dine by candlelight. Another tradition, an old tradition, is the Yule log. Now, the Yule log can be burned in a hearth fire, if one has a fireplace in one's home, or an oak log with several holes drilled along one length of it that are big enough to put in a votive candle or a tea light or a taper candle. You can actually kindle a Yule log that way and actually turn an actual log into a candle holder. What you want to do is, with your Yule log ceremonies, talk a bit about the Yule log tradition if you are there with others. And if you're going to be burning a Yule log in a fireplace, extinguish the lights, but have your fire ready to be set. Start kindling the fire with some twigs and other small kindling pieces. As it starts blazing, ceremonially put the Yule log on the hearth fire. Every year at Circle Sanctuary's Community Yule, we burn a Yule log, but we do it outside in a bonfire. So we actually get the bonfire going, and our naturalist Reed is typically the person with the Yule log, and it's decorated with greens. We do some chanting, and then the Yule log is ceremonially put on top of the blazing bonfire. Ringing bells to welcome the new solar year is another excellent tradition. You may ring them on their own at the point of solstice, or to do the bell ringing as part of a Yule ceremony to honor the new solar year. Literally, you're chasing away the old and you're welcoming in the new. Having a Yule tree, decorating it with lights and ornaments, having winter nature communion, taking a nature walk, taking grains and seeds and other goodies for wildlife, placing them outside with well wishes for creatures of the place, having a solstice story sharing, talking about solstices past, talking about solstice ideas, and of course, gift giving. It is a giving time. We have a gift exchange. We have everyone bring a gift, some spiritual item, something they've owned or have selected, writing something about that item on a card, putting it with the gift, wrapping it in opaque paper. We have at our community Yule a big gifting table for the adults and a smaller table for the youth. We have the youth gift exchange first. Everyone who has put a gift in can receive a gift. And likewise for the adults. And gifts are, during the course of the festival, first part of the festival, are all put on these tables. And then when we have our gift exchange, numbers are drawn out of a cauldron to determine the sequence in which people will go and select their gifts. Can't touch the gifts, can vibe them out, going around and looking for the gift. And while this is going on, we typically have people in our community all chanting the name of the person to encourage them. And it's also a great meet and greet tradition, because when we have our festivals, we have some people that come, pretty much regulars, but we have new people coming, and it's a way that we all can celebrate each other and learn each other's names, and that can be really wonderful. Another aspect of giving is to do a charity food drive. We do that every year and give it to a local food pantry. We collect canned goods at all of our Yule events during the month of December. But one can have a charity food drive at a party one has at one's house and take that food to a food pantry nearby or further afield, depending on where the need is. And another thing that one can do with Yuletide is to sing. And certainly caroling is something that has been a part of solstice celebrations long before Christmas carols came to be. I think it's really wonderful, the borrowing back and forth of melodies and words of different carols. There are some old Yuletide carols that have been Christianized, and now there's some Christian Yuletide carols that have been paganized. And having music in connection with the holiday is also a wonderful tradition. I'd like to share another chant. Be of good cheer now and through the year. Be of good cheer now and through the year. Be of good cheer now and through the year. Very short chant that one can do. It's the Yuletide cheer chant that I created to help raise energy in a celebration. In the last part of this evening, I'd like to share 13 ways to celebrate Yuletide. We've talked about some of these, but I'd like to summarize with some additional ideas as you plan your Yuletide experiences this year. Create a pagan winter solstice framework for the whole holiday season. And we talked a bit about this. So mark out on your calendar particular days that are going to be special points in your Yuletide winter solstice framework. Decorate your home with sacred plants connected with the winter solstice. I'll be doing a show on winter solstice plants and Yuletide greenery, and we'll talk more about that. Learn about the pagan symbolism of the greens that you choose to weave into your Yuletide celebration. harvest a Yule tree or pick a Yule tree and let that represent your connection with the greenery of life. Or if you have a symbolic tree that you can use year to year, then as you put that tree up, let it help connect you with living trees. Lights. Kindle lights to represent the sun. You may use candles. You may use various kinds of electric lights. Have that experience of lights off and lights on as part of the way of interplaying with longest night and the birth of light. Reclaim Santa. Recognize that Santa is a multicultural, interreligious character. Learn about the pagan roots of Santa and other sacred gift bringers. And on Christmas Day, I will be, that evening, I'm going to be talking about Yuletide gift bringers. Or you may want to have several gift bringers in your Yuletide season. You may want Holda. You may want Bafana. You may want the Yuletide Fairy. You may want Odin or Thor or both of them. There's a variety of different Yuletide gift bringers that you can weave into the season. Another way to celebrate Yuletide is really look at your own ethnic roots and learn about holiday food, symbols, customs, and lore from one of those ethnic strands in your ancestry. We talked about the importance of connecting with Yuletide music. I've shared some chants and find some ways to bring the bardic dimension of Yuletide into your own poetry, stories, music, chanting. Working with a Yule log is another important way for many people. Meditating on the rising and the setting of the solstice sun. Paying attention to where it is on the horizon. Do this over the course of several days. I like to honor the rising sun and the setting sun at solstice time. Find some others to celebrate with. This can be face-to-face, it can be through Skype, it can be on the internet, but to share the Yuletide with others is something that is an ancient practice. Volunteer to help others at Yuletide. Share your time and energy as a form of giving. Give funds to a charity or give goods to those in need. Take part in charitable giving. Spread the joy of Yuletide. Another way to celebrate Yuletide is to pay attention to the sacred sites of Yuletide. Learn about them. Old sites. And pay attention to where winter solstice is being celebrated around the planet. New sites as well. You might be able to connect with some of the ancient sacred sites at winter solstice. Sometimes there's live cam feeds that you can connect with over the internet, such as at New Grange in Ireland, where the sun comes through on solstice dawn. And the 13th way to share with you is to take time as part of your Yuletide celebration. Focus on world peace and planetary well-being in your rituals, meditations, prayers, and other workings. Peacemaking was part of winter solstice among many peoples in the past. Let us all keep this tradition alive in the present and the future. I'd like to conclude tonight with the solstice sun chant, which I created and have two versions, one for winter solstice and one for summer solstice. The solstice sun chant for winter solstice. Solstice sun shining bright, shortest day and longest night. Solstice wish of hope and cheer, peace on earth throughout the year. Solstice sun shining bright, shortest day and longest night. Solstice wish of hope and cheer, peace on earth throughout the year. Solstice sun shining bright, shortest day and longest night. Solstice wish of hope and cheer, peace on earth throughout the year. Good Yule. Yo, Saturnalia. Happy solstice. Happy holidays. Now we have a few moments at the end of our show tonight. I'd like to connect with David and Jeanette Ewing, who help me with Circle Craft Study every week. I'm wondering if you all can share any comments or questions from live chat tonight. Good Yule.
Happy Yule.
Happy solstice.
Yeah. So have anyone come up with questions or sharing some of their own ways of crafting Yuletide?
Well, one person did mention that, it may have been the same person, that they do crafting, you know, and making things with intent at this time of year. And somebody else also had mentioned that they also burn a Yule log at this time as well. We've always lived in apartments and townhouses and stuff, so we haven't been able to burn the actual full outside, you know, the full whole log. So we've actually done the Yule log with the candles, you know, spots drilled in so you could put candles in it.
Well, in oak and holly are two plants of solstice that often are both part of a Yule log experience. Whether it's actually burned into, you know, a hearth or a bonfire, an oak log with some holly sprigs on it, or in the other form of Yule log in which candles are put in holes, there's often some holly as part of that experience, holly representing the old year passing, the oak, the new year coming. The idea of crafting things at Yuletide is something that's been part of my Yuletide experience as well. One of the things that I have done in the past is to make kissing balls. Taking mistletoe, dried or fresh mistletoe, and there's actually silver balls and balls of other kinds of metal that open up, and you can put the herb in these balls and hang them around as a way of having holiday cheer present. I've made pomanders, taking a piece of citrus fruit, usually a lemon or an orange, and studding it with cloves and then rolling it in a powdered spice mixture. And these can be set around the house to bring about wonderful aromas or actually hung on a Yule tree. I know some people like to make ornaments for their trees, and some like to string popcorn or cranberries or other goodies that not only decorate the tree, but after Yuletide has passed, they're taken outside and given to critters. I'm wondering if there are any other ideas or experiences with crafting Yuletide you all are connecting with or that you have on your own that you'd like to share in the last few moments of our show tonight.
Oh, someone just mentioned that they just started observing the solstice last year with the kids and by keeping the lights off once the sun begins to set. And
oh,
then,
and use candles that evening.
Yeah, and use only candles. That's a cool idea. I like that.
Talk about how it might have been for the ancestors, for our ancestors. That's a cool idea to kind of connect with some of the older ways and practices and stuff to kind of, you know, talk about, you know, turn the lights off and let the lights be out at night and talk about, you know, well, our ancestors didn't have the luxury of flipping a switch and having lights all through the house and stuff. They had to do candles.
Right.
You know, or lanterns and fireplace and stuff.
Yeah. And one of the things that I put together a number of years ago is an article called Winter Solstice Celebrations for Families and Households. So it's a series of different types of ceremonies. I've touched on some of them tonight. There's also some considerations in this planning guide. How long will your activity be? When do you hold it? How many will be taking part? And there's it walks you through those ideas and then also has some examples of things that can be created. And I specifically put that together because I had encountered some people who wanted to add winter solstice to their holidays celebrations as a family. They were already celebrating Christmas, but they really wanted to celebrate solstice as well. I know in some households, there's time release giving that there are different nights of Yuletide and gifts are exchanged several nights in a row rather than all on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or Solstice Eve or Solstice Day or New Year's Eve or New Year's Day. Different people will have different traditions as to when family and household gift exchanges happen. I like the idea of having gift exchanging happening over a period of time rather than all at once. And yet there's something to be said for the Yuletide gift bringer bringing a great load for young ones to open and be surprised with. Well, I can see from the clock that it is time to sign off for tonight. I would like to invite all of our listeners to get more information from the Circle Sanctuary website, or you can get some links at my main Facebook page, Selena Fox Updates, and you can also follow me on Twitter, Selena_Fox, and I'll be putting out additional ideas and links and photos and lore for celebrating the Yuletide is part of my own Yuletide giving experience. There is a song that many people know as we wish you a Merry Christmas, which I've adapted for use at our events as we wish you a Merry Solstice. We wish you a Merry Solstice. We wish you a Merry Solstice. We wish you a Merry Solstice and a Solar New Year. Have a great Yuletide.
Happy Yule. Happy Solstice. Happy Holidays.
And thank you for joining us on the Circle Sanctuary Network podcasts, presented by Circle Sanctuary and produced for all who follow the Nature Center paths. Join us here throughout the week for various programming connecting the community around the world. And please don't forget to watch for updates on the Circle Sanctuary website at www.circlesanctuary.org. And follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/CSNpodcasts. We can also be found on your favorite podcast hosting sites, such as iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and others. And until next time, many blessings.